We're learning Masech the Siva Mustafayin Tessim the days. First, I want to say a small aura on the sugya in the very beginning of the Amid that the Gemara brings. Bimei Rebbe, Bikish Lahat the Nesinim, the days of Rebbe, they want to mount the Nesinim, and then Rebbe said no, because we call him Mount the Awa Chelik, not the Chelik HaMizbeach. So Taisa says, why isn't it Mavantal Divri Bezin Chaveri? There was a takana from Yeshua and David HaMelech to ask the Nesinim. How could they be mounted the Nesinim? So Zak Taisus Hefker Bezin Hefker. It's not a Mavantal Divri Bezin Chaveri. Hefker Bezin Hefker. I say, if there's a Zevi, if something belongs to someone, Bezin could go and be Mafker the moment. Who would then, if it belongs to them, it's on a takana of an original Bezdin, they could also be Mafker the moment. So Ramban is Ma'ir, that stems good Taisus Shetasu. He brought a Machlaikus Rishainim in the previous year. Taisus holds me there Isa, there's an Issa Nesinim Lovi Bakal. And the whole Gzeira of Yeshua and David is just Avdus. So Melech came out to the Avdus with the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But according to the other Rishainim, which hold that the Issa Kal, the Ugay is an Issa Kal, whether you hold like the Rambam that the whole din is the Rabbanan, or you hold like other Rishainim that Midrash Lamashal is the first Dari, and the Rabbanan Ugay is the other Dari is Vechuli, they still have a Kasha. So now what does it mean, Merebi Big Shalat and Esim? That's not Hefke Bez and Hefke, that's being Matar and Isser. That's being Eiker Adavar, well, it's not Eiker Adavar Minatari, but Akapanim, it's being Vatal Divi Bez and Chavei, when you're not called a Bechach of a Minyan. So Rabbanan is two Terutz. First Terutz is, that besides for the Is and the Suan, they happen to have been guys around us. They were guys of both. So Mamela, when the Gemara says, Mimei Rebbe, Big Shalat and Asinim, it didn't mean that they wanted to matter the Is and the Suan. They just wanted to matter the Issi Avdus. Coin Tais is more smooth, because there never was an Is and the Suan to be matter. Which is a Deraisa. According to Shainim, you have to say, from the context of the Gemara, that they were only trying to matter the Issa of Avodah, and they were an Evid. That they made them chait veitz and v'shay v'mayim, and that they could do also have bezin hefka, and they never had any intention to be matter this in the suan. Second teretz says an interesting teretz is that the iser was a knas. David Yeshua made a knas against them because they did something wrong. They're not the same as a takana. A takana you can never be matter, but a knas, if a bezin in a subsequent dar decides nah. It's a time, we live off the class, it's time to have Rechmanis on them, to make of them. That's how called being Mevatel Divi Bezin Chaveri, Achidish. The Rajim, the Ritva, a Mashma, a third thing, that the Mashma, that even though Midraisin and Mutter, and the Issin is Suan, Al Sigzeri of Yeshua and David, they weren't Geyser of a Feirish Issin is Suan. They were Geyser really, Chayt Veitzim Shay V'mayim. And the din of Chayt Veitzim Shay V'mayim, that made the Issin is Suan. Interesting svara. The Rambam Vaisis didn't hold the svara. But the Rajman held that there was no klar is in the suan that was befeirish. It was mechlala, the din of the avdus. The avdus made the is in the suan. Maybe the vart was, they made them avadim, and they were geyser if yena avdus and is in the suan. So if you're going to be matin avdus as hefke, bez and hefke, and when mail will be masalik the is in the suan, the mail there's no problem of bezdin be mevatal divi bezdin chaveri. So if all they were guys was Avdus as Hefka Bezin Hefka, if they were guys in Issa Nesuin, so could be they never wanted to mount this in the Suin, that's your man's first teretz, they only want to mount an Avdus. Could be they're allowed to be mounted Issa Nesuin because it's a Knas, and a Knas is not called Mevatel Divi Bezin Chaveri if they decide to have Rachmanis and be Makar of them. That's the Ramban's two terutzim. The Rajman for a hold that even though they were guys in Issa Nesuin, but they were tailored on the Avdus, when you mount the Avdus, the male of the Issa will go off. And now let's see the Gemara, the next Gemara. The Mishnah discusses a Swiss chalitz v'chalitz on the ishtay and a Swiss ain chalitz v'chalitz on the ishtay. And Rabbi Kiva was mefarish, a Swiss Adam, since he had a shasa kosher. So you chalitz v'chalitz on the ishtay, a Swiss chama, which didn't have a shasa kosher, is my chalitz v'chalitz on the ishtay. A Swiss chama which never had a shasa kosher, so Mela, his wife doesn't need yibum because he learned from le'yamacha shemay b'yisrael, pratlazesh shemay machli. And he can't be miyabim because lahakam lach of shame v'alav berhachi, like the Gemara says. But a Swiss Adam, since he had a shasa kosher, so he's called the barakam b'shem, he's not called the shemay machli, and memeli yichelus v'chelusim l'ishtay. So the Gemara asks the kasha in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, mechti shemin l'Rabbi Kiva d'am echai v'lai v'kechai v'krisus d'ami, v'kai v'krisus l'ai b'nei chalitza v'yibim ninu. Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa holds, v'chai v'lai are lav v'nei chalitza v'nibim, because in life five decreases, because he holds there's no tfisas dushim b'chayv v'lavim. And the Gemara goes into it and says different terutzim, which were many gieris, or in the end it said, we're going like Rabbi Kivan, only chayv v'lavim d'sher, like answer the Gemara. So I want to mention one aura from the Achreinim, from Rabbi Kivega and the Karanera, that Rashi, early on that mem test, on the Gemara that says like this, Akol meidim, benida u'besaita, that there's no mamzer by nida and saita, nida because it's tvisas kedushin, because it says v'tihi nida salah, vice versa it could be tvisas kedushin, and saita, the reason is because hayesh b'havaya. And there's a shayla what that Gemara means. Rashi says it means like this, that since we see that when a wife is mezana, he's still called the husband, because it says kimatz of erev is dover v'kasel v'sefer krisus. So even when she's mezana, erev is dover, he still has to write her a get. So we see there's no afkas kedushin. Since we see there's no afkas kedushin, memela, that proves to you that kedushin is chal. So it's mavur shitas Rashi that what would happen if in the middle of a marriage it would come up something which would make the kedushin be paka, I mean, which would make that this particular thing you can't have tvisas kedushin, that would make the kedushin be paka, because that's the Rashi is bringing a raya. Since you see that by a seitam, even after she's mezana, they're still mekudeshes, that's a raya that I call made them a seita shein of admams, and that's a raya that lekuli alman is tvisas kedushin. That's a gilui akra that is tvisas kedushin by a seita. Why? What's the raya? Maybe if you try to be mekadesh a seita after you megarish her, so it won't work. But if you never were megarish her, she became a seita in the middle. Maybe it's not paka. Vice dice. If the kedushin wouldn't be chal, then if that situation happens in the middle, it'll be paka. And that's how most of the Achreinim learn. Rabbi Kivega says it's not pshat in Rashi. Pshat in Rashi is when it says kol meidim b'seit d'sheinavad mamzer, it means until she gets divorced. Once she gets divorced, ein echinami, you can't be mekadesh and the vad would be a mamzer. All the Gemara means is seita before you divorce her, since the kedushin remains, and that's the halacha. And I can show you from the pasuk that way. But the reason why the kedusha remains is not because she is a bad tvis kedushin. She's not. The reason why it remains is because you already had the kedushin, and it's not paka. That's what it means. He says Taizen kedushin of samaches learns the way in Rashi, but Taizen yavamis learns Rashi the way we said it. That okay, this is an upvise. This is a gilui. This shows you that there is tvis kedushin, because if the din would be that you can't be mekadesh a seita, who a din when you mekadesh and then she became a seita, the kedushin would be paka. So Mikveg has a Gvalmi Gashaila. Mikveg is Akasha. Psuadaka, according to Rabbi Kiva, if he becomes a Psuadaka after he's Makadisha, is the Kedushin Paka? And the Sigya says Mefurish not. The Sigya has a problem with the Yibum. Vaisthas, we're discussing, the Sigya assumed that according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Tvisis Kedushin. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem with the Yibum. But nevertheless, they had no problem that you could be Miyabim or Chaylitz, as the Mishnah says, his wife. Because the Kedushin was never Paka, just because he became a Psuadaka. Otherwise, what's the right of Chaltzim Leishtai? Before he died, he became a Swiss Adam. He became a Psuadaka. Psuadaka, there's no Kedushin according to Rabbi Kiva, so it should be Paka. In these Sugya statement first, Psuadaka is not Paka. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, even on the side, we're going like Rabbi Kiva, that there's no tvis kedushin, because you see the Gemara asked the kasha that there's no chalitza v'im, that means there's no tvis kedushin. Karenari asked the same kasha in Memtes. The Aruch Lener says a teretz of Psuadaka is considered about tvis kedushin. He says the reason why the Gemara didn't mention it is because there is no vlad to be a mamzer, but it's a pella. How does he learn? So what's the Gemara's kasha? Mechti sheminu l'abikiv adam l'chayv l'aymon k'chayv v'krisus. That's because there's no tvis kedushin. If Psuadaka is an exception to the rule for whatever reason, he doesn't say the reason. But if it is, so that's why there's chalitza v'ibum. So you see, if in the Gemara Klai Psuadaka there is no chalitza v'ibum, meaning there's no tvisas kedushin, and still the kedushin stays, as Atzarechi and Gadol from Rabbi Kivega, he says it's not a kasha. Rashi wants to learn Rashi differently, but Taisus learns Rashi that way, and the Achrayim will learn Rashi that way. So I saw the Einig Yantiv at Simon Kufman Beis in the Agon, he's mechaven to the kasha, and he says, I have a pasha to chiluk, he says. If something happens to the Isha, she becomes a seita. So something happens to the Isha, which that thing should be mafkir the Kedushin. The Kedushin is in the Isha. So something that happens to the Isha, so Mela, that's going to be mafkir the Kedushin. Mashenka, this happened to the Ish. The Kedushin is not chal on the Ish. The Kedushin is chal on the Isha. So Mela, if something happens to the Ish, that's not going to be a problem. As Isaac the Endigamtiv, I saw the Marimakim and Rabbi Nathan on the Aris to the Ridwa, he's Mechavim to the Endigamtiv, then he says, Shuv Matzasi Yisrael and the Endigamtiv. I don't understand the Sora so well. To me, Rashi's Sora is that when an Isser is Mafkir Kedushin, that has a lack of Tvisus Kedushin, that means not that you can't go and be Mekadasher, there can't be a Kedushin. My Nafkimin is from the Isha, from the Ish. Anything which would prevent someone being Mekadash the Isha, that prevents the Mitzvahs of Kedushin. I don't know, Klara Chelati, Mechalati, the Ish and the Isha, but that's Rabbi Kvegas Kasha, Kamal Nega Kasha. And now I want to discuss the Gemara, which is very negay to the Yibum Sugya, where the Gemara wanted to answer the Kasha. The Kasha was, how could Rabbi Kiva say that a Swiss, that a Psuah Daka, that a Swiss Adam, which is a Psuah Daka, is Chelitz for Chelitzim Leishtai, how could you be Chelitz? It's a Lav Vat Fisus Kedushin, and the Mela, it's Lav Vat Chelitz of Yibum. Chai V'Lav Vat Chavikis, Chavikis, Lav Vat Chelitz of Yibum. So Rabbi answered, the case is where first it was a Nefilas Yibam and then he became a Sris Adam. If he was a Sris Adam before the Nefilas Yibam, before his brother died, so she's Pater, and he has no Yibam to her because of the Isser. But let's say she first had a Nefilas Yibam and then he was Nifsa. So Mela, then he could do Chalitza. The Isser doesn't take off the Zika. There's still Zika of Chalitza and Yibam. So Abaya asked him, V'leisi Isser Psua, V'nichi Esei V'Yibam. Since you have an Issa Psua, even though the Yibam came first, there already was a Zikas Yibam, but now there's Issa Psua, so that should not go off the Yibam. Milay Tanan, don't we have a Mishnah? We're having a Mil, Eimer, Miyana, Miyana, V'mla Avtam, Shadayim, V'teis, V'zum, V'shamachais, Isha. Now what's the case? If you have two people, two brothers, one married to Gedayla, one to a Ktana, and the Ktana is in a Su and the Rabbana, and the Ach that's married to the Gedayla dies. So we have a problem. Mida Raisa, she's Zakuk Liyibam. So, the wife that he has now is an Achay Zekuka. Mida Rabbanan, she's the Erev of Achay Zisha. So what do we do? So Amril says, Ein Zika. So Mel, if she wants to do Miyan, fine. And then her Nisuin will be Lamafreya Batal, and then he'll be able to marry her sister. But if not, so just wait till she becomes a Gdela, and then the Nisuin will be the Raisa, and then her sister will go to Shubhas Achay Zisha. So what happened? At the time of the Nefila, she was not an Achesisha deraisa, and she needed Chalitza and Yibam. And she says, Yibam was also an Issa derabanan of Achesisha Kuka. Issa derabanan of Achesisha, not Achesisha Kuka. Issa derabanan of Achesisha. But now, she became an Achesisha deraisa. Alma Asi Issa Achesisha Vidachi. Hachinami, Nesi Issa Psua Vinitchi. That's the Gemara. So Abaya brought a Raya, shlugged up Rabba, and he said that even though, you see, when the Achesisha comes later, it's Mevatel the. It's Daicha the Dinibam, who within the Psuudah comes later is Daicha the Dinibam. Atkan the Shakla Vitaya. So what did Rabbi hold? Rabbi knew the Mishnah. What was his swear? How was he Mechalatim Psuudah in the Mishnah? What's the Machlaikis Rabbi and Abaya? So Rav Shulzavsky says in Mary de Gevart, it's in the beginning of the Masechlis, Simon Aleph Eis Aleph. Famous Taisus and Naftes, ask the Kasha. He says, all Ovishas is Pasha to the Gemara that according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds Kedushin and Taifs and Mechayiv and Laman, that also not been a Chalitz of Yibam Mechayiv Krisus. Like this Gemara here, right? The Gemara's assumption. Mechni Shemina and Bekivita Mechayiv and Laman Krisus, Domo Mechayiv and Kris Laman and Chalitz of Yibam. That's an assumption the Gemara has. It's also in Aftes 7 Aleph. And other places the Taifs brings, there are Bekiva who holds that Chayiv and Laman are not Taifs Kedushin, who are then, they're like Chayiv and Krisus and they're not been a Chalitz of Yibam. So Taifs has a Kash, and Taifs has a Kash, why? Why do you say Seyder Chalaisa Sey? Which the Chayyid and Makari of the Gemara is? Even Chayyid Kvisus, which is no Tvisus Kedushin. The Gemara is Akasha. Why don't we say Asya Seyder Chalaisa Sheish Bakaris? That's why you need the Pasuk of Alet, because otherwise you'll have a din of. That's what the Gemara says. You don't need Alet because Ena Seyder Chalaisa Sheish Bakaris. But Vaisus of Bishayach Seyder Chalaisa Sey. So the Rishaynim, the Ramban, the Rajbah, the Ridvam, they answer to Taisus Kasha that the Gemara holds according to Rabbi Kiva, the Torah was megala by Arayin Sabtur Chalitza and Yim Hu the Chayv Elavin. That's the clout. Whenever there's no Tvisus Kedushin, it's Mafka de Zika. We spoke about them on Mashir and Daftes in the days. We spoke by Richus, what's the Pshat? How do we learn? Where do we see a din of Ptur Chalitza Vibam? Achrayim speak about it. But be it as it may, Sagdiv Shmuelzevsky. So we really have two different reasons by an erva why there's no chalitza v'iba. First of all, because there's no tvisus kedushin, and shteiden aleh, wherever it says it, but shteiden aleh, or maybe in litzur, that when there's no tvisus kedushin, the halacha is there's no chalitza v'iba. That's the first reason. But there's another reason also, because there's a reason ena se dechalitza sheish bekaris. So that's why there's no yibum. The marshal, when he had the din of Eina Sei Dechaleisa Sei Vasei, even if there is Tvisis Kedushin, we say there's no Yibam. Right? By Amanu L'Kayin Gadol, where Eina Sei Dechaleisa Sei Vasei, we say in Ba'olu L'Ikanu, there's no Yibam. Why? Because Eina Sei Dechaleisa Vasei. So by Chayvik Krisis, you have one thing is a Chayvik Krisis is no Tvisis Kedushin. And the male is a din Aleha, you learn it from Aleha, however you learn it out from Aleha, but Aleha teaches you that there is no din Yibam and Chalitza when there's no Tvisis Kedushin. Dashtet. And that's how Rabbi Kiva holds away Mechayev Alavin. But there's another thing. There's a din of Eina Sei Dechaleisa Sheish Bekaris. That's the fact. And that makes it that the Yibam is not Shaykh. And then we have a din, which we learned in Nafchav. Kol She'ein Oil Yibam, Ein Oil Lechalitza. Now, by Chayev Alavin, I say you don't say that, because you have a Riba of Yivimta, in the Gemara says Maichazes, that the din of Kol She'ein Oil Yibam, Ein Oil Lechalitza, is Tali in Tvisus Kedushin. That when you say Kol She'ein Oil Yibam Ein Oil Lechalitza, and there's no Tvisus Kedushin, so Meila, that's why you say Kol She'ein Oil Yibam Lechalitza. Now She'ein came when there is Tvisus Kedushin, you learn from it is Oil Lechalitza. But Al Kopanim, that's another reason why there's a Ptur. So Zakte Rab is Mechalit between these two Pturim. Rabba holds like this. By Achay Sisha, Rab is telling you what you said. The Ptur of Aleha is only B'shas Nefila. The Ptur of Aleha has to be chal right when he dies. If it's not chal then, and when he dies, is a din chalit zivimim, aleha can't come afterwards. That's nafal v'achach nifsa, you don't have a tur of aleha. Aye, what does he do with the mission of achay sisha? Terry says, there we have another tur. There's a din, ein asei da'echalei se sheish b'karis, so you can't do yibam. And there's a din of kol she'ein alim men el lechalitza. Right, and l'akwazish l'kachas is yivimtei, we'll learn that from there. That kol ha'oil le'ibam, if he could be l'kachas as yivimtei, then also yivimtei ashara, if he's ein ha'oil le'ibam, he's ein ha'oil le'chalitza. That din, that could be even afterwards. So me'la achasishu, which is the chayvik krisis, and ein ha'sei se'el chalitza sheish b'karis. So you have the din of kol ein ha'oil le'chalitza, which is not learned out from Allah, it's learned out from l'kachas. Yen the din is even after the nefila. Ma'ashenke, in the p'tur yibam le'chalitza, which is learned out from Allah, which is telling tefisus kedushin, Yenadin is only b'shas nefila. So nafkemina by psu adaka according to Rabbi Kiva. You don't have the din of ena say that chalei say it. That means you say it say that chalei say. You need the p'tur of aleha. That's only b'shas nefila. Since you don't have the shas nefila, p'tur is not from achach nefsa. So mel is no p'tur. I achesisha. They have the p'tur of the ena say that chalei say shbekaris and kol she'en lo yimin el chalitza. That's what Shmuel Zavsky says p'shat and Rabba. So he explained Rabba so wonderful. So what's p'shat and Abaya? Isn't it? Abaya held, you can't be mechal between the two pturim. Can't be mechal between aleha and lekachas. It's one din. It ends up being one din. If the ptur of aleha is only b'shas nefila, I think the ptur of lekachas also shall be b'shas nefila. If you see from a chaysisha ptur of lekachas even after nefila, who would then the ptur of aleha is even after nefila? That's the machlokes of Ayin Rabba. That's how Rav Shmuel Zavsky learns. Now one more nekuda in the sugya is the Rashba and the Ritva here. And the Rashba and the Ritva both dana and akasha. What's a bias kasha from Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika, and that's why she's pater. But if we hold yesh zika, so she will be chalitza. She'll be telling ein zika and yesh zika. Now, l'chare, the Rashba doesn't read this ice, but the makar to the Rashba's kasha is the Mishnah Mem Aleph. The Mishnah Mem Aleph of Mem Aleph says, Shemer is yom shekir shachav es achaysa. You have a Shemer is yom. A brother dies, there's two brothers left. And one of the brothers was Mekadosh, the sister of the Shemer Yisrael. You tell him, Hamtei Nashiyasa Chicha Maisa. You have to wait. If the brother does Chalitza or Yibam, then he can marry his wife. But if, let's say the brother dies, so then, Maisis Ishta Beget Ve'eshis Achav Mechalitza. So it says there that if you hold Yesh Zika, not only is it din, you're not allowed to marry your wife who's an Achay Zekuka, but also, if you Mekadosh your wife, and let's see, the Yavama became an Achaisisha, right? He's Makadosh, the wife. Kedushin is Typhus in the sister of the Yavama. So it's a Kedushin Gemurin. So the Yavama is an Achaisisha, right? And still she needs Chalitza. Why? Because he has Zika. Yesh zikis mechayev that if she became an Ereva, she became an Achisisha after the Nefila, she needs Chalitza. As they state the Mishnah. So what's the kasher? Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika. Rabbi Gamliel says there's no problem staying with your wife. Tamtin Mashiach Tagdol. That means, and the Gemara says this, and Daf Yud Ches, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika. He holds Ein Zika. So that's why, when she becomes an Achisisha afterwards, she's Nitcha Lagamri. Mashiach Kain. Rabbi Kiva could hold Yesh Zika. If you hold Yesh Zika, so by Nafal Vachach Nifsa, there's a Din Zika. You became an Erva after the Zika. So Mela, she still need Chalitza. So what's the Kasha? That's the Rajba's Kasha. And for the Rajba, that he says, like Taisus says earlier in Nafi Chesim Adeis, we spoke about it there by Richos, that everybody agrees, the Machlaik is Yesh Zika and Ein Zika is when you did Kedushin. When you did Nesuin, so remember Taisus and Tabi Chesim Adeis says, when you did Nesuin, you tell him don't do Nisuin. If he does Nisuin, so the halacha is that she's Nitcha Lagamri. And she doesn't need Chalitz anymore, he can stay with his wife. So that proves it to you. The Nisuin part proves it to you. The Nisuin part proves that an Erva after Nefil, even if you're old Yesh Zika, is part of Lagamri. And he explains it a little bit here, you know, as we spoke about there, what's the Chalitz Kedushin and Nisuin. So the Rashi explains in the Sushitasa in Daf Mem Aleph, the whole din of Zika is the Rabbanan. The whole din of Zika is the Rabbanan. He says, Bal karchas l'meim l'kuliyam, the Zika have their Isa, v'leka bein of Shimming amli, I'm not sure which way of Shimming amli, it's Rangmil, v'leka bein of Shimmil l'didon, el l'diday ein Zika v'kila milchil l'chachila, or l'del l'chachila, amokshav v'nasa l'kuliyam milchil tzerasa v'lacha v'matil b'shok. No, I don't know why I had to go so right to Michal Tekdush and Nisun. Even without that, if the whole din of Zika is only a din derabanan, there's no such thing in the Reis as Yesh Zika. So good. The fact that you see, according to Ramil, that doesn't hold of Zika, she's Pater, is a right that you're Pater, period. Why do we hold that Yechayim Chalitza? So he explained that in Daf Mem Aleph. Because the din of Yesh Zika says, it looks like she's it looks like she's married to you. So if it looks like she's married to you, it looks like you Makadash Achayz Ishtai. Because we were Kaddish Achayis of Kasai. So if you did that, so the Kedushin wasn't Hal. So she'll need Chalitza. So why don't you say that by Nisuin? You don't want to separate a married couple. A Kedushin, there's Gevelach. A married couple, we don't want to separate because of that. That's what he says. From the Chayi to Kasha, it doesn't start. Then there's Yesh Zika and Ein Zika is a Din Derabanan. You see from Rabbi Gamliel that who holds Ein Zika, fine. So he holds the Sifa Mutta Lechachila. But you see that once you become an Achisishi Yipater, and he says, who would the done if b'di'evid you did nesu'in shall be pata l'shuk? And memela, the kasha is a kasha even if you hold yesh zika. But the Ritva is chalik on the chalik between kedush and nesu'in. He says there's no msor l'chalik. And we spoke about this already in Daf Yechesim Beis. And we said then that the Ritva is mashma in a few places, including in our sugya, that the din of yesh zika is a din deraisa. And because of the din yesh zika, you need chalitza mideraisa. That's what the Ritva is mashma. And that's why he says there's no chilut in Kedushin and Nisun. And we spoke then, even if the Isser of marrying Kravas or Gukasa is the Rabbana like the Gemara is before, but the concept of Yesh Zika is a Dereishitika concept. But, so mainly he asks his Kasha. So he says, I think the Kasha is Shver. If you see in the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph that if you Mekadesh Achayz or Gukasa, you don't patter the Zekukai, right? Shemei Yisrael Mishkish Achav Zechaisa, he still has to give Chalitza to her. And if his brother dies, then he has to be Megarish, his wife in the get, Beishis Achav Chalitza. Meitzi Yisrish to begin Beishis Achav Chalitza. So why do you say that's the Chilik? Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Zika. So if the Psia happens after the Nefila Yesh Zika, and the Mela, since it's Yesh Zika, Sini Chalitza, and that's why Chalitz V'chalitz Lishne, Mashenka we hold Ein Zika, and Rebbe Gamliel, I mean, holds Ein Zika. And that's why he holds his pater. So Zakti Ritva, this is his text. Ubeika kushisayna mataris mayu ravzal. Tafilam and yama yesh zika, the loiniftri yavama vahalchala. The one who holds yesh zika holds the yavama, is not pater, she needs chalitza. Maydu doi chazi liyam lechatchila. Lamaisi can't be miyam lechatchila though. The ilu b'masnisin, the kina medusa shebshu b'mesayu, the lekivi b'asim b'hainu kushin. But in our Mishnah, it's Mavur, you can actually do Yibum. Because the Gemara brought, Hey, the Beshuva and Maseo, Ben Magusa, Shaim, Sisodam, Yibum, Sishtai, Lakayim, Divra, Rabbi Kiva. It's a little bit interesting because there it wasn't the Swiss Adam that was Miyabim. It was the Swiss Adam that died. But Al Kopanim, that's what the Ridva says. And then he says, Veloyayid, Elo Dolaman, the only Yesh Zika, Philip B'di Evan and Baal Lekanum. If you hold the Yesh Zika, so even if you were Baal, it still wouldn't be a kainit. In other words, you wouldn't pat for chalitza. Ubi absulu, tshichaket v'chalitza. Ubi b'aisad esna libedar b'kiva, katani and ba'olu kanum. So it needs a beer. Now Shmuel Rozovsky speaks about it. We'll speak about it b'kitza here, in Simen Yadal Reis Beis. And the aside of Yesh Zika, according to Dva, is Yesh Zika shafts a din that she needs chalitza no matter what. But it doesn't make that the p'tur is not chal. That's what it doesn't do. It doesn't make the p'tur is not chal. You see, you could learn if you want, without this Ridva, you would say like this, that since you say Yesh Zika, so you really can't be Mekadosh sister, so the Kedushin the sister doesn't really work. But then it wouldn't have any Shaychus to Psuadaka. Psuadaka, he became Psuadaka. The Teretz is not. The Kedushin the sister works. It's there, it's Chal, she's an Achis Isha. What's missing if you hold Yesh Zika? The Ridva thought, so she doesn't become Pater. She doesn't have the Ptur of Achis Isha because of Yesh Zika, and Melech needs Chalitza. So who did my psuadaka? So Rambi says, good, if you only Zika. So once the Zika is chal, you wouldn't have the p'tur of suadaka. You say Yesh Zika. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Milot ain't Zika. That's why the p'tur is chal. If you hold Yesh Zika, the p'tur is not chal. The Teretz is, not the Ritva, if you hold Yesh Zika, right, the p'tur is chal. The chalais din p'tur is chal. And there's no Yibam and there's no chalitza. So why do you need chalitza? Anayadin. Yesh Zika is a machayef in chalitza. But it doesn't give you a din that you do yibam chalitza, not gemina. That you won't be able to yibam. Because there is no din yibam. And that's what he says. The Bryce is mavur, according to the yibam, you do yibam. And also, the other Bryce is mavur that when you do yibam, it's kanu, meaning that'll be a ptur chalitza. If you hold Yesh Zika, so she needs chalitza, fine. But the Ptur Yibam is Chal. So the Yibam is not Negeya. There is no Yibam. If there's no Yibam, it's even after the Biyah Shalich Chalitza. And the Gemara says in Baal Lukanu, that's what he says in Shadis. He also discusses, so why does the Ritva say that you need to get in the Chalitza? If there is no Yibam in Chalitza, all there is a Chiyav Chalitza on Tzeyesh Zika, and the Yibam doesn't affect, it's a fine. So even after the Biyah, you need Chalitza. But why need to get? Please, my Rechavadit, thank you, my Gemara.